Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news.
Practice my English accent since we're following the BBC News. I'm not doing it very well. I do Irish much better. I got a great Irish joke. Hi, laddie. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate. You know, we have a guest today, and we're just going to keep her quiet for a little bit, and then we'll take her muzzle off. And, oh, by the way, I forgot, we have your mom sign this, and John Blankenship, and even attorney Susan Petrovich. This is a release because we're podcasting the program. I have it dated, and your name is printed. So before you start to speak, you have to sign that. Now, before we start the program with a guest here, I do want to make a comment about an article I saw in the paper about, it was titled, Home Buyers See Sales Scales Tip Their Way, although it did talk about sales. Sellers lowering prices as sales slow, big headline. Well, you know, I'm sure that I'm not claiming to be the expert, but, you know, the article was somewhat misleading. Okay, now don't read through everything there. That's not for you. Now hand that back to me. Now, do you always sign things you don't read? Because I added in here, all the others don't have this line. I added this in and she missed it, that she agrees that she will not appear on any other radio programs. So I found out you were on a program last week, which really annoyed me. So it's this show and that's it. You've signed it, witnessed. That's done. Okay. Then I'm going to hide it so she can't grab it. So here's my comment. Home buyers, you know, sales slowing, and the big thing is that the sales for the first 6 months of 2005 were lower than the first 6 months of 2004. Well, they could have started out with saying the sales from the second quarter of 2005 are the same number of sales as 2004. I'm talking about single-family dwellings, single-family residences, and just through the multiple listing service. You could have said they were the same. Well, that's not any big trend, is it? The fact is the first quarter of 2005 was significantly lower than the first quarter of 2004. So that's why, year-to-date, it's a lower number. But to acknowledge that, you have to also point out that the sales of the first 6 months of 2004, it was much higher than normal, higher than out of the last, what do we have here? Increased, the total number of sales for the first 6 months of 2005 is lower, but the sales of the first 6 months of 04 were the highest in 5 years. So why compare and make it sound like the sky is falling when you're comparing it to almost a near record of 5 years for the first 6 months of 04. Again, as I mentioned, the second quarter sales for 05 remain virtually unchanged from single family sales of 04, while the median price did jump up 17%. So, you know, stats are fun to talk about and give out, but when you put in writing and you put these headlines and you start drawing these big conclusions, when you're not taking into account other information, we just wanted to give you the rest of the escrow. The big jump here. And as we started in June, June nationally, sales were up 3%. July, I think I wrote down here, July we had a sales of just about 93 single family residences in July, roughly. So the third quarter of 2005 could prove to be a near 300 quarter, and then, you know, we'll be right back on track. So just the article in the paper kind of got me thinking that it was implying the sky was falling, and not yet. Not yet. Now, speaking of the sky falling, from the sky, we have a heavenly guest today. She's been on the program several times. She is, we're trying to do a Graphy a month. We had her mom on last month. I don't know who we'll get next month. Certainly not her brother, Neil, but maybe some other sibling that from England, we keep hearing about these other elusive siblings. Erin Graphy is a local author. She has written a book called How to Santa Barbara, another book that she'll have to tell me what it is. You could talk now. You've signed the release.
Okay, now.
Good morning. Welcome back, Erin Graphy, to Radio Real Estate.
Good morning.
What was your other book?
Oh, there was actually two How to Santa Barbara. The first was The Insider's Exposé, and then the sequel was The Advanced Course. And we also have a book on trivia and all the little bits about St. Barbara, since this is the city of St. Barbara, but nobody actually knows who the heck she was or what she was doing here. And two more was The History of the Giordanos, and finally a history, it was actually an anthology. I wrote part of it, but published and edited it for Our Lady of Sorrows and All the Old Schools and History of that church attached, all the schools attached to that. That would be Dolores, Notre Dame, the Catholic High, and the Catholic Girls, Santa Barbara Catholic Girls High School, all involved there. So a lot of old timers would see all their pictures and go, oh, yeah, I remember that.
I tried to, stump the guests with some information. I went online to ask Jeeves or Google, and I went to Santa Barbara Fiesta, and I found some obscure article, and I thought, oh, I'll pull this up, and then I'll get Erin, because we're going to talk a little bit about Fiesta. And I pull up the article, and who are they quoting? Erin Graphy. So I feel, I'm not going to waste any more time with that.
Of course, it's possible. I forgot what I said.
So. We might also talk about your upcoming book, which is in a convoluted way I'm kind of connected with on the Yacht Club. But you mentioned St. Barbara, St. Mm-hmm. St. Barbara, we call her. There's a house for sale on Anacapa, and in the front yard is the statue that used to be down where the dolphins are now. Wasn't there a statue of St. Barbara?
I've heard that that's there. Then it was over at some... wreckage yard. I'm not sure what, but maybe that's what was true, and then he rescued it. So haven't followed the exact title of that. And it is supposed to be St. Barbara, but I think when I drive past it, by the house, and I'm trying to see what elements would make it St. Barbara, and I can't remember if I was concluded that yes, they were, or no, they weren't. Typically, if it's St. Barbara, she's going to someplace on the statue, you'll see like a little tower. She sometimes carries the Tower of St. Barbara, or it's next to her. She might hold the palm of martyrdom. So just because it's a woman saint doesn't automatically make it St. Barbara. And if you go back traditionally, you're trying to track down, which is this saint, which is that, and they have these sort of, iconic or little symbols that go with them. But most typically, you're going to see St. Barbara with a little tower next to her, so you know that it's not St. Agnes, who was another young female martyr.
It's not a very flattering statue.
No, it wouldn't
opinion.
Be one
this,
that I would
This St. Barbara that I saw, it's not very... Now, do you know the house on Anacapa?
Yes.
This is a house that many of you might know during Christmas time. If you go down Anacapa Street, it's on the east side of the street, I think just below Mission maybe, or just above Mission.
The mountainside for all of you Santa Barbarian regulars.
Thank you.
We don't use east and west. No, thank you.
Thank you. The house is decorated, extensively decorated at Christmas time.
At Christmas time, that's right. So that's you'll know what it is by that description. Has marble tile covering the front of the house, facing the front of the, or at least marble-looking tile. I don't know if it's real tile or...
Well, let me tell you, the inside of the house is no surprise. It's as
interesting,
uniquely decorated as the outside of the house. Two people live there. It's a huge parcel. It goes way back. It's got a guest kind of house in the back, a big pool, and kind of a sunken area where you could barbecue right next to the pool, sunken kitchen. He has like three saunas. He's got a device up in his in one of the rooms that looks like a teleporter from Star Trek, and it's got a little seat in there, and it's a sauna. He's got his bases covered. He's got a table full of crucifixes. Is that the
crucify?
Plural?
Yeah,
crucify.
Yeah. Crucifix. No, stop there. Stop there. Okay.
and a Star of David below it. So he's covering all his bases.
Okay,
he's got
very well.
A very
job.
Eclectic, unusually decorated home.
Now, somebody who knows him told me I should interview him, and I didn't get a chance to do that last Christmas. So I thought he seemed like a very intriguing guy, very, very sweet guy, they said, an older gentleman.
He was there. I didn't introduce myself, but he was a very affable, nice guy.
So I'm sorry serving, I lost the chance. Now he's, and do all these accoutrements stay with the house when it's sold?
Serving sandwiches. Maybe, but we can, you know, we can certainly introduce you. You could do a book on him.
There we go.
So Aaron Graffy, a historian of sorts, self-proclaimed historian. The show is Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290, 564-1290. You know, we're going to start off with the economics. Fiesta is hitting us, and you often wonder why Fiesta is in the middle of summer, tourist season. A lot of locals kind of leave town, roll their eyes. A lot of people embrace it. Should we take a break before we jump into this thing?
Sure.
Let's take a break, and then we'll have a full 2 or 3 minutes to talk to you, and then you have to leave. We'll come back. We'll have a long segment and talk about Fiesta, economic style.
Economics, yeah.
And
yeah.
We'll also have some architecture a little later and bring that in. Aaron Graffy is my guest. My name is Mark Schneidman. The phone number is 564-1290. The program is Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.